Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, right, Kenny, I got to put you on hold because we do have Michael Lee. I'll come right back to you, I promise. Michael Lee, senior basketball writer for TheAthletic.com. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well.
Hey, Michael, a lot of stuff to ask you. First of all, first look at the Sixers with Tobias Harris and the other acquisitions. What were your initial impressions?
I'm impressed. I'm impressed primarily with Tobias Harris. You know, he was a borderline all-star this year. He probably should have made it just based on what he was able to do to keep the Clippers afloat. You know, I think a lot of people thought they would be a bad team, but they're in the playoff mix all year because of him, because he can spread the floor. He's a really multi-dimensional scorer. And he just brings another dynamic to this team. I always thought throughout the course of this year, before they made this trade, that they really needed an upgrade over Wilson Chandler to really be effective when it came to the playoffs, because they needed somebody at that four spot who could really put pressure on defenses, because you were always getting Joe with double teams and Jimmy was still trying to figure things out. Ben doesn't shoot, but now you have two quality shooters on the floor with Tobias and J.J. Redick, and then you got Jimmy who can score in different ways as well. So now you just kind of got to pick your poison. And there's a lot of poison on the floor right now.
Yeah. Michael, one of the things I'm wondering about with Harris, we watch him, you know, we don't see him that much until he becomes a member of our team. How the heck did he end up playing with five teams in 7 years? Makes no sense to me.
Because I think a lot of teams either wanted him to be more than what he was and just weren't satisfied, or they just gave up on him a little too quickly. That was the case with Milwaukee. But ironically, they traded him for J.J. Redick. They felt like they needed a shooter who could put them over the hump and get into the playoffs, so they gave him up. And everybody knew at the time that was kind of a mistake because they gave up a young guy, you know, pretty early in his career. Orlando was a situation where the money, he had just signed a big extension, and they wanted more out of him, but there was no really great organizational structure or hierarchy. So they gave up on him for cap space, which everyone knew at the time was a bad deal. Detroit, to me, obviously, they had an opportunity to go get Blake Griffin, who, you know, is a bigger name. And I think at that time, the owner was really trying to gun for stars. And with the Clippers, this is a situation where he's about to become a free agent. And they want to go another direction. They want to chase Kawhi, Kevin Durant, and a lot of other stars. So it's always been a thing that somebody wants something better than him. Like, he's good, but they always want more than what he is. And so it's not really a fault of him because he's been a good player at every stop. It's just that sometimes when teams start star chasing or thinking they need that extra piece, they overlook just what his value is.
Well, Mike, I got to tell you, just watching him with these first two games, he looks like he fits in great here. What I'm really curious about, Elton Brand said that, you know, now the new goal is to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think the bar's too low. I think now you've got a shot at the NBA final. Now, you're the national guy. You see all the other teams. Michael, are they in the conversation now to be in the finals?
Well, I don't want to go overboard over two games, but they look pretty good. They definitely have the best starting five in the East. I think that what the other teams may have an advantage over them is that this is a kind of a rush job. They kind of got to get it done now. There's a lot of pressure to try to, you know, get it done with three guys that are approaching free agency, because you got to remember J.J. Redick will be a free agent this year, Jimmy's a free agent, and Tobias. So there's a lot of pressure to make sure all these pieces fit. But the one thing is that, you know, you could say their bench isn't as strong as it once was, but you can stagger these guys. You know, you're always going to have at least two of your starters on the floor at all times, and that means that you're going to get offense generated at all times, and defenses are going to have to be focused and aware the whole 48 minutes. And I think that's what happened with the Lakers Sunday, is that, you know, they put their bench in, but there was always a starter on the floor for the Sixers. So the lead just kept expanding and growing. And then by the end of the day, you're like, wow, they have 143 points in regulation.
Wow.
You know, I think finally, you know, Joel Embiid, to me, I think has had, you know, a phenomenal season. And I don't know why he doesn't get a lot. I mean, I guess the team has to play a little better. And maybe if they go on to a run and get a couple wins, then people will recognize that this guy should really be in the MVP discussion. Like, he is that, you know, much of an elite player. And I asked somebody the other day, I was like, who would you rather have, Joel Embiid or Anthony Davis? And I think that's a fair question to ask now, because this guy is bringing it every single night, putting up monster numbers, doing it on both ends. And now he has, you know, the ability to do a lot of things just in single coverage, because who are you going to double off? You know, I think the best example was last night was he got a rebound, and he just went just right up the middle of the court. Just
yeah.
Nobody.
93 feet.
Yeah, it was like Moses had cleared the Red Sea, and so he goes down and dunks. But you got to ask yourself, on his left side, you know, he had Tobias Harris and J.J. Redick, and on the right, you know, he had Jimmy Butler. And it's like, so who's going to leave their man to go guard Joel, you know? So he had all this open floor because nobody felt, you know, confident enough to leave their man to go, you know, stop ball. So he had a clear path for a dunk. I mean, like they have a lot of weapons. I don't know, you know, there's a lot that kind of has to come together in just 8 weeks. But I think that just on a talent perspective, they're right there with every team in the top 4 teams in the East.
We're talking to Mike Elides, senior basketball writer for The Athletic, covers the whole NBA. Mike, just one more. You got a piece right now on The Athletic about Elton Brand. And and so you really got inside what's going on. Is he doing the full job of a GM? We thought when he came in that Brett Brown would still kind of oversee it. Can you tell me who's making the calls? Who do I give the most credit for these changes here in the last couple of months?
You got to give a lot of credit to him and Josh Harris. I mean, the owner. I know that he's really involved and he really wants to get a lot of these deals done. He wants to build a championship team. You know, he's putting the money behind it. You know, I know that when the Jimmy Butler trade was being finalized, that Josh was on the phone with the owner of the Timberwolves to make sure that, you know, everything could get done. But you know, Elton is the one that's got the guts to pull the trigger on these deals, and he's the one that has that knowledge of, you know, how players are going to fit in the locker room and just who's going to be the right pieces for whatever. And so he brings that basketball knowledge, but also the analytics. I mean, they have a really solid front office. I mean, that's the one thing that they, you know, when Brian Colangelo got let go, they kind of kept everything together. I mean, they had a really solid draft. I mean, think about this. They got Landry Shamet, right? He became the centerpiece of a deal. They got Tobias Harris, and they got him at like 26.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, they have a pretty solid front office set up right now. And they got a guy right in the position and an owner who's very aggressively trying to go after it. So
Joshua Harris. This may be the first time Joshua Harris has been praised
ever
on this show, Michael. Michael, I got one last one. I just realized I got to get your thoughts on this. Ben Simmons has checked in with the Lakers for the possibility of working out this summer with their president, Magic Johnson. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it's a terrible idea.
Thank you.
It puts a lot of people in very uncomfortable positions.
Yep.
I think that it puts the Sixers in a bad position because they say no, then they look bad and they upset Ben. If the Lakers say yes, I mean, or if they say yes, then Ben gets a chance to spend time with Magic and develop a relationship with him.
Yep.
And you know what that could lead to. So I think it's sort of it's bad, and I think that, you know, Magic is obviously an all-time great. He's, you know, 6'9 point guard legend, my favorite basketball player of all time. So I love Magic as a player. But I think it just puts everybody in a real awkward position because of where he stands now as the president of basketball for the Lakers. I mean, he's a great player, and I understand Ben Simmons' interest. But I think that, you know, there's plenty of film out there. There's plenty of, things that you can study Magic without actually spending time with him. And I think that's sort of the avenue that Ben should probably pursue and actually working out with him. I just think that it's just too much going on in terms of the fact that the Lakers are really searching for a star.
Yep.
And then you throw in the Rich Paul LeBron angle of it, the fact that he represents them. It looks, it is, it, the aesthetics of it just don't make it an easy decision to say
thank
yes.
Thank you, Michael.
I think it just puts everybody in too much of an awkward position.
Michael.
And I understand Ben's interest, but it just...
I think it's awful. I can't thank you enough, Michael, for that position and for all the great insights you provided today. God, read him all the time on TheAthletic.com, Michael Lee. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. Take care.
All right, by the way, hold on.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.